Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
We're back and we're ready to get into the topic tonight. Tonight, I tell you, man, we're going to have some fun because tonight is something close to my heart. We're talking about recording studios, luxuries versus the needs. And before we get into the topic, we do have to cover the show like we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for being there in the midst of helping us communicate topic after topic on this show. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together collectively as a community and let us communicate on various topics that impact this industry. But we ask that everybody be respectful and mindful that you are the one that has given us this gift and allowing us to flourish the way you do. We ask that you bless every mind and every ear that's tuned in, locked and loaded to Hip Hop National. Amen. All right, guys, tonight we're talking about recording studios, luxuries versus needs. And we'll say it like this. You know, most people dare to venture to set up a recording studio. But when they do, here's some of the frequently asked questions that they face. They say, do I need a vocal booth? Do I need to soundproof the room? Do I need a live recording room? Do I need a mixing console? What color scheme should I make my studio? And how do I set up the ambience and the lighting in the room? Those are some of the questions that we all face when venturing into studios today and going into building our own. I got Rusty Russ on deck with me, and he says this is his topic. Rusty Russ, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right, man. What's your take on tonight's topic?
And this really hits home, man, to be honest with you, because I started rapping when I was about 14. I mean, not seriously rapping, but, you know, putting words together and whatnot. But I got about 2 CDs out now, and I'm 24. And it's through my time traveled, it has been a long, winding road. But what I found is that when I didn't have the recording studio, is that you get what you put into it. I mean, I used to start out with a mattress in the closet, you know, old school like that, and it just took more time to do the editing, the cleaning, the authoring, and the publishing and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And it's like it's a live and learn, and you learn from your mistakes, and you try to learn from them, and you try to, well, basically just build off that and just make yourself a better artist as it is, because, I mean, in the real life, I mean, you put in what you, like I said, you put in what you get, and you get what you put in.
I feel
sincerely about that because, I mean, the points where I'm at now, I'm just starting to get into the studio and whatnot, and I have a couple record labels that are trying to get after me and whatnot, and I'm just happy that I did when I first started coming out to do what I wanted to do just to feel comfortable in that setting so that I would have my best material, you know, to be in my element.
Question for you. Do you think, okay, now that you said, you're telling me about your studio that you you've put one together. Is it necessary for you to have a vocal booth? Do you have a vocal booth?
Man, I'm old school. I still use I don't find a difference between, I mean, you can, but I really don't find the difference between having a home studio and a professional mix board studio, to be honest with you. I mean, maybe if you're, like, commercially, you're doing it commercial and YouTube and all that, like, not YouTube, but, like, you know, on MTV and all that. I mean, you know, you got to do that if you're – but everyone has their own genre and their own music, and I just think that if you're comfortable with what you're doing, then, you know, if I think it works out the same, honestly, because I say that because if you have the mattress in the closet, you know, doing it with your Yeti, your microphone Yeti and all that, and you got the tools to use to edit on the computer and all that, it's basically your home studio. And basically, if you take the time to edit it how it's supposed to be edited and whatnot, it'll sound basically the same. It's just, do you want to really pay? I mean, it's not the money, but, I mean, if some people are strapped for money, then, I mean, do you really want to pay $100 an hour for a studio, $40 to $80 for an hour? I mean, when you could be doing it at home in your element, it kept bumping out the best material that you have, and you could just, you know, and have fun with it, because that's the point, right, to have fun with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got Raw Dog on deck with us. Raw Dog, I think he's actually going to agree with you. Raw Dog, what's your thoughts?
Well, good evening, Poetic. Hey, you know, he did make a statement there that I go along with, and that's having fun with it. You know, a lot of people don't know what type of studio they want. If they're a vocalist, then that's what they're going to use it for. You know, you can download beats for free. Other people, you know, will collab with you. So, you know, you can get the music. So to have keyboards and all of that, it's really not necessary, you know, but then you've got to make the right marriage, you know. And like you said, you know, there are so many products out here that, you know, you don't have to have a vocal booth. That's an old thought, because most of the studios were located in, you know, the metropolitan areas, the high traffic zones, where there's noise around you. So those booths would cut out the noise. But, you know, I live in the suburbs. You know, I moved to the suburbs because I did find that there was that noise around me. And so, you know, I moved to a location where I don't need a booth. It's where you're located in which, and that describes what you need and the depth of what you're trying to do. Are you a composer, a beat maker, you know, that type of situation? Well, then you're starting to talk about other equipment that you're going to use. But nowadays, you know, you can buy sample packs and virtual synthesized instruments, VSIs, that you don't have to have a synthesizer anymore. You can just buy the program and a MIDI control board, a control keypad, and you can play those instruments. So there's ways of setting up a studio for your comfort zone. You know, like, I'm old school. I've got both ways. I've got the MIDI controller, and I've got two different synthesizers, and, you know, and the digital drums, and I've got the sampler. You know, and I've got a drum machine. So when we start to talk about the equipment and the luxuries, you know, there's many ways you can go at this. And you have to figure out, you know, where you're going to put your head. If you're going to put your head in purchasing keyboards and learning how to play a keyboard, well, let's put it like this. Synthesizers are $1,200 to $3,500 to $4,000. I haven't seen anyone that has performed using a MIDI-controlled keyboard at this point. I've seen them use, you know, performance synthesizers that are MIDI-direct for other appliances that they're using in a live performance. But, you know, it turns into the type of thing that, you know, it's your comfort zone. It's how big or how wide your mind has expanded to wanting to do the production, because they've got some wonderful products out here now that you don't have to buy the keyboards. You can buy the MIDI controller, and then you can buy the virtual instrument. And you know, it just it works like that.
And I feel what you're saying about that for sure, man.
Yeah, because it's the world has changed. You know, it's come to the point where, you know, you don't have to have the musicians coming in, because that those virtual instruments, guitars, bass, you know, a string, horns, you know, and even the vocal background, the singers and what have you, can be triggered by the MIDI instruments, you know.
Yeah.
And so the thing about this is that how good you get in working what you have, you know.
Yeah.
Magic, you know. It's you know what the funny part is that I bring people into my studio, and we're using a Roland TD-20. Electronic drum set, which I've got MIDI through my sampler, which when my son begins to play his drums, it triggers the music and it triggers the voices and it triggers anything that we might have set up in that song. And they just kind of look around going, whoa, one person. All of that, one person, it's a complete song. It's a complete work. Go ahead, Russ.
And that's complete truth, because I mean, there's programs that just have it all in one. Not all in one, but I'm saying like you need some other things, but you can do it just by yourself. Like I mean, it's technology's taken over, but I mean, you're like you said, you're old school, and I respect that completely. It's just like nowadays, it's like total technology, and you can just get a compact disc and get a few things out that you need from the studio, and just, you know, and just go from there. And as long as your lyrics are tight and are good, you know, and are faithful and are, you know, like written in stone, then how could you go wrong, right, you know?
Well, that's true. That's true. And the funny part about this whole thing is it's about the creativity of the individual and the originality, you know. Because, you know, with the things that they have on the market now, there's a lot of copycats. You know, it's and that's where part of the problem is with a lot of the people that are getting out here. They're not telling that they're making sacrifices and purchasing the lease on beats. They're taking the beats, you know, and they can't go far with taking something without having the rights. And so what happens is that you have artists playing songs, and you'll hear the beat maker's tag in it. And, you know, it's like, oh, why is that there? I had one group of people tell me, oh, that's just so we can give an acknowledgement back to the beat maker. And I go, boy, that's a bunch of crap if I ever heard it. You don't.
That's trying to get 15 minutes of fame, right?
Yeah, but you don't leave the tag.
All right, gentlemen, I'm
going
to have to interrupt just for a second so I can introduce somebody else to the topic, too, as well.
So you just set me up.
754-366, please state your name, where you're calling in from.
This is Maserati Hot, Fishscale Entertainment CEO.
Okay, Maserati. What's happening, brother?
What's going on?
I just wanted to include you. Give me a second. I'm gonna let y'all Raw Dog and them finish battling it out, and then you could jump. Raw Dog will bring you in. Go ahead, Raw Dog. Finish up.
Yeah. Well, what I was saying is that a lot of the young people are taking the music and not purchasing the leases and putting their lyrics on it and leaving the artist's tag in it. That they put that tag in there so you can't really get the full value of their music, because they put it in the place that it doesn't belong for a person to be able to do a good production. They put that tag in that very obvious spot And when you listen to someone do their songs, you realize that that tag throws the whole thing off. And so they haven't realized that by paying for that lease, so if they don't have the equipment to make their own music or the expertise to pay that lease, they should do that. And that way their creativity will be allowed and their studio will go forward. They might be able to make a few dollars back off of what they've done because it no longer has that flaw in it.
You're exactly. That's 10 points right there. Right there, it does. It doesn't have the. Yep. I mean, it.
Because
it really
the beatmakers put it in, so it is a flaw. It's on an off time, or it's at a critical time when there's a build up, or there's a break coming, and so you know. I wish that the young artists would learn that. Pay those few dollars. Those guys deserve it, you know.
Yes,
and
they do.
You make a few dollars.
Right.
Maserati,
okay, what's your thoughts?
Well, I'm just listening right now because, you know, honestly, to be quite honest with you, I'm more on the financing side and more of the behind-the-scenes side. So now I'm trying to actually, you know, get my foot in the marketing side and also the production side to see exactly what I need. But I kind of, you know, what got my attention is when he said something about the virtual instrument. So that sounds, you know, something like I need because my hands are full with other things and, you know, keeping a producer in place or someone else, like Mission Impossible. So...
You mentioned virtual instruments. Okay, those are programs that they're selling that in your recording program, Pro Tools or whichever you're using, Logic, or you can even be in Reason or Fruit Loops, okay? But
so with the virtual instruments, you can create a beat using those, correct?
Well, okay, now, when you say a beat, you're talking about the drum, right?
A track, yeah, a track.
Okay,
yeah.
The virtual instruments come in different instruments, guitars, bass, drums, horns, strings, sound effects, vocal harmonies,
class,
and what have you. And what happens is that a MIDI controller, you know, the keyboards that you can set on a desktop, they're thin. They're not synthesizers. They're MIDI control keyboards, okay? And they, by buying the programs and putting them into your host, which, like I said, the music program, is they become a VST in certain programs, or an audio unit in other programs, and you can call these up. You can pick the instrument that you want to play with your MIDI controller, and it will give you the instrument by playing it on that keyboard for your arrangement.
Understood.
Yeah, see, they what happened, there's a lack of musicians. And so what happens is that a person that can play a keyboard can genuinely put together an arrangement, but he can put everything in there by changing the instruments on different tracks, you know, calling up the VST and playing the trumpets on one or the orchestra on one, playing the guitar on one, playing the bass, you know, playing the Fender Rhodes electric piano or the organ or any of those instruments. And, you know, electronics have come a long way. Now, there was a gentleman on that was from Big Fish, and he had a sample pack of instruments that could be used in arrangements. But now here's the catch to this. at that same show, we had another gentleman on that's got his own studio, and he pointed out that, yes, you can use them in your studio, but they're not royalty-free.
Well, that's the catch-22.
Yeah, but guess what? The virtual instruments, by having someone that's playing the sounds that they put out, those you can use. But if you use the sample packs that come, you're dealing with copyrights then. You're dealing with some issues. But the virtual instruments, yes, you can create your own melodies and what have you, and you will own them.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Yeah, that's what I was, you know, I was concerned about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm
okay.
Sorry, bro. Go ahead, my man.
Go ahead, bro.
I was going to say, the program that I used when I first started out for the VSCs was called Acoustica Mixcraft, and that had all the loops and all the, it's like a mini version of Fruit Loops, but it's not so confusing, but it gives you, like, all, like, it goes from drum to snare to snap to, you know, sound effects to this to that, but they're like 30-second, 15 to 30-second, 20-second samples, but, you know, you build it off there, and that's yours for sure. And
right.
I mean, yeah, it's only like a $100 program. I'm sure you already know that, but I'm just saying, like, that program worked for me when I was trying to transition from that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but see, now, are you familiar with Big Fish?
Big Fish? No, I never heard of that.
Okay, Big Fish puts out audio sample packs. Okay? And they virtually will play a song with all the instruments in it. And then they'll give you the samples of the instrument after, let's say, you hearing four bars of the song. They'll break it up, and they'll give you the different instruments. That's where the copyrights come in and have issues with whatever you create using their patterns that they've got into the loops that they're demonstrating to you. But that's not a VST. That's a sample pack. A VST is a virtual synthesized instrument. Those are legal. Whatever you create from those with the sounds that you purchase, the trumpet hitting an A, hitting a B, hitting a C, the whatever you play is a creation and not a sample that someone has already put together in a song formula. Okay?
And
so did I help separate the two? Did that make it more understandable?
Yeah, that makes it much more.
It's easier to play by ear, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, let's put it like this. To be competitive in this industry, you got to bring it from a different zone. You just, a copycat is a copycat. There's a lot of cover groups out here.
Right,
you know,
right.
I think the Beatles had their 50th anniversary, and they had a group in town that has been impersonating them for the last 30 years. Well, okay, I still don't know who they are. See, there's the problem with copycats. You're only going to bolster the artist that you're copying. People aren't going to know really who you are. So to get known in this industry and get some type of stripes for your achievements, you got to go original, and you've got to work to be creative, you know, and you're going to find each individual has their own style, their signature, and you'll find yours. You really will, but it takes work, and it takes buying and adding on to your studio as you progress. You know, one of my issues was I bought so many things so fast, I'm learning about everything every day. And let's just say like this, you know, you can overdo, okay? There are duplications. You know, I was looking at, you know, that VST. It's called Swag. It's by Big Fish. And it's one of their new VSTs. And it's got all the sounds in it, guitars, everything, you know. And I went over and listened to it. I'll give them a throw out, even though they're not sponsoring the show. It was $199. And I listened to it. And then I turned on both my synthesizers. And I went, wow, I've got these same sounds. What do I need this VST for? You know, so what happens is that you can overdo. And you'll find you're just duplicating things that you have already, but they make it seem simple.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So remember that. You know, the music stores are out to sell you. You know, that's what they're there for. They're to sell products. You need to figure out what is it that you really, really want in your studio. The programs are wonderful, but computers crash. A lot of the programs that you buy now are online, and you have no hard backup copy. So if your computer crashes, if you can get the company to send you another upload after you get it fixed, then you've done magic. But if you can't, or you buy another computer, you might have an issue.
Uh-huh.
And then the thing about it is this. Now, remember this. Once you get your computer running and the program working, don't upgrade. Upgrading is for those that are trying to surf the internet and play games and, you know, maybe send pictures and emails. Remember, your studio computer, it's a working tool. Once you get your recording and what have you program and things working right, leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Don't go through the upgrades, because that's how they get you again. You know, certain programs will work on certain operating systems, and they won't work on the upgraded operating system. So once you get yours established, wait till the end of the year, and you hear that there's a new operating system for your computer. I'm running a Mac, okay? Now, you know, so I can tell you how this works. I waited till the end of the year, and all of a sudden they were discounting all the programs because the new operating system programs are coming out. So you're able to grab them at a third of the cost that they were originally.
Wow.
And they work just fine. I mean, you know, the thing about this industry is there's nothing that's so old if you're still in the format that they're accepting music in. So if you MP3, WAV files, all of that, as long as you get the program to match your operating system, you've got a working situation. Is that you, Poetic?
Yeah.
Is that you, Poetic?
No, that's not me. That's not me. That was
making noise because I hadn't heard your voice.
No, that was somebody in the background, brother. Anyway, we'll be back in just a moment. I didn't want to interrupt you guys. You guys were on a flow in a good conversation, so I kind of just backed off a little bit, even though I want to know so I can build this home studio to the maximum. So I want to know when we come back, I want to know does colors affect the mood in the studio that you build. Should it be a certain color? And tell me why. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. And tonight's show was brought to you by Andre Lewis, giving praise.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my new single entitled Give Him Praise. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
Give him praise. Come on, don't be shocked. We gon' give him praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater.
Nah.
Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplified. He got that power, but for that kind. Yeah. Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conscious. Coming back, white horse with the strong arm. First you're gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thongs.
No,
read up on your words too and don't be quoting songs. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that.
Came and died for the homies. Got enough blood for you and also for your homies. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Snatch that back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and tonight we are talking about the studios, luxuries versus the needs. And the question is, the thing that I want you guys to know that Hip Hop National is here to help get your music out there. So I want you to go to www.hiphopnational.com, upload your music today to those who are listening. www.hiphopnational.com. And right now we're getting right back into the topic. Rusty Russ, my question for you is, do you think colors matter when it comes to your studio? You now have the floor, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you. To me, I think it goes with how your style is when you're rapping, not your style exactly, but like how you get into your tempo, how you get into your groove, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, okay, maybe you misunderstood me. You probably misunderstood me. I'm talking about the colors in which you paint that studio. You think
it
can affect
the
mood?
Yes. Well, I think it affects the mood, yes, because my music is more aggressive, so I have my studio colored charcoal, red and black, which gives me some sort of, not darkness, but like some sort of like, how should I say, it gives me some sort of like subtle feeling. And that helps me.
What type
me,
of feeling to give you?
It gives me a feeling of security.
Security?
I mean, yeah, like security, like I'm in my zone, like in my, this is my secure zone, like no one can stop me when I'm in my zone, nothing, nobody could be, you know what I'm saying, like this is my time, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm pursuing, this is why I'm doing this, this is, so if you're going to be in your aura, or in your, how you should say, in your element, then why not make it accustomed to your personality,
hmm.
If that makes sense.
Okay, yeah, it does. It makes a lot of sense to me. Raw Dog, what's your thoughts, sir?
Well, you know, I would love to paint my walls, but my wife won't let me. So I guess the way I get around is by having a dimmer switch on the lights. And I've got different beer ferns that give off colors like red and blue and what have you. And it sets an atmosphere. You know, it depends upon the mood that you want to create in the music to get into that. You know, it's like being with a woman and getting her in the right mood. You got to get the music in the right mood.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Some things you want fast with the lights on. Some things you want slow with the lights
slow
on.
Slow
down. See? So, you know, the color of the room, I can't speak on that, but I have a lot of things on the walls. So, you know, it's like it gives it that atmosphere of being in my place, in, you know, with the door closed and everything, and the world is far away from me, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It zones you into creating. You know, a lot of people meditate, and they say, okay, Beyonce, she says she needs a wall a certain color so she can meditate. Well, okay. She gets in her zone. Just like every artist before they go on stage, they get in a zone. You know, like a football player, they get into the zone. They get focused. They get that drive. They get that fire burning to do what they enjoy doing. And,
right.
You know, it's you know, the funny thing, everybody gets started differently. So, it, you know, just in knowing and doing and the freedom to create, I think everybody's, if they can have their own, you're going to find out that everybody's different. And
right.
To be the same, I think, would be, it would stop creativity.
Yeah,
if I
absolutely
had a studio
would.
Just like
you
yours.
You said that. What does it do to you, the color that, you said your color is what, red, or did you say burgundy?
Red, black, and charcoal.
Red, and okay, now, and what you said, it gives you a sense of security?
Yeah, it gives me a sense of security because it just, Like Raw Dog was saying, it like a sense of what was he saying? He was saying he had the dimmer light, the light dimmer. Like it's something like that with me. Like it sets the tone, or it just makes me feel comfortable.
This is something interesting that I did some research on this today earlier actually, and it said red is the color with the longest wavelength. Being the nearest visible light to infrared in the electromagnetic spectrum, we feel in red activity. The red ray furnishes substance for the physical body. It brings about energy, enthusiasm, interest, and passion, and security. It's ironically you feel that way.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks for reassuring me, man. I had no idea.
That was profound, folks.
That's
I'm glad you found that.
Say it again?
I'm glad that you found that. You know, that's something.
Well, you know, don't get me wrong. The reason why I have a studio and I got colors in my studio that it kind of relate to some of the stuff that I'm seeing here, and I thought it was ironic, and that's why I asked that question. Does colors matter? But see, that's a matter of subjective to opinion. It's not like it's a fact.
Now that I think about it, the color red does inspire different mindsets and the aggressive attitude. You know, you remember when they used to talk about the red light district? That was the happening zone. You know, that was the brothel. That was, you know, the lady in the red dress, you know, or buy your wife a red negligee, lingerie, or something for the bedtime, a teddy, you know. And I start to think about it after you said that, and I went, yeah, the tiger does come up in me when I see my woman in red. You know? Now I know why. Thank you for that. One second. Honey, go put on the red thing. Okay, now. At my age, you need all the help.
And, you know, ironically, they say the color blue has, it brings about spirituality. And because it's the color of distance, the oceans, the skies, the heavens. The energy of blue helps us look beyond the immediate environment, expanding our perception towards the unknown.
Uh-huh.
Blue is the color of divinity. It brings peace and understanding, enhances the easy flow of communication with yourself and others, calm and relaxes the environment.
Huh. Now that's deep, too.
Yeah, I got to find my knowledge on that.
There it is.
That was good. You are just coming over the top with these things. I wonder why you asked about the colors. But now I understand. You little devil, you. Okay, all right.
The thing it is, have you ever gone in a studio and all of a sudden you feel the warmth, the coziness, in the environment, and you're saying to yourself, wow, it feels real good in here, man. I know I'm going to get down in here tonight because of the fact that they've set the mood for you.
It's okay. Like you get in there, and it's just, you know what's coming. I mean, even if you don't make a track that night, but at least you did something. I mean, you know, it's like it just puts you in that, puts you in that mind state, right? You know? I mean, not that you're not always in that mind state, but when you get to the lab, it's just like, all right, it's time to work.
Thinking of the psychological point, to get in the zone, and I can even remember live performances that I was involved in. And, you know, there would be the setting. All stages seem to have black backdrops and what have you, and the lights that they would shine down would be that blue and that red, you know, not necessarily the white spotlight, but the colors. And I can remember getting in that zone by the different lights.
But when you said the dark tones, how did that make you feel?
Do
you remember?
Well, you know, I think everybody has a point of shyness.
Okay.
And I think when the dark comes, it's not, they're not as shy. They're more, I'm here, okay? And I think they're less inhibited and they're more direct in being heard, rather than the visual examination at first, you know. Now, you've got to think about it. think about these terms. You remember that the talent show over in England when they brought out the lady and everybody laughed at the lady, but the lights were up. Now, if that lady would have started singing behind stage and you wouldn't have seen her, but you would have just heard her voice and that stage would have been dark, they would have never have believed it was her. They would have embraced her voice, embraced that song. They would have did the same thing that they did after she sang it, which is a standing ovation. But think of all the embarrassed people that she just put her foot down their throat. How dare you laugh at me? She blew them away. And I can't think of her name. You know it, don't you, Poetic?
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. The one in England, right?
Yes.
Can't think of her name at the moment.
We'll come to it.
I know exactly who you're talking about, though. It's ironic that you say this, but it says the darker tones associate with sorrows. Deep purple signifies high spiritual attainment. And then it says sparks imagination and inspiration, integrates with other energies for healing purposes. It's for idealism. So I'm just going through some tones here, so we won't make this a boring subject. I want to let you guys know where you can get this at. It's at askzeal.amazon.com, helping pick paint colors for music studios.
What's the name for it?
It's askzeal.com. Askzeal.amazon.com.
Okay,
helping
thank you.
Help pick paint colors for music studios. But if you Google this topic, what we did tonight, you will find that.
All right, well. All right, hell yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me, sorry to language. Thank you, appreciate that.
All right, yeah, it's one of those things that I could see, you know, that a person can find useful.
Right, right, and like you're saying, man, I appreciate any opportunity I can get, man. I just, you know, it's rough out there, man.
The opportunity is here. You're on the show right now. The opportunity is you make sure you upload after this show.
Oh, I will for sure. I got 40 tracks that just got done recently.
You hear that, Rod?
Oh yeah. But see, that's what an artist has to do. He doesn't know who's gonna like what. And so,
yeah,
therefore,
that's
he's got something
right.
for everybody.
Yeah, you called it, man. I tried to turn myself inside out, doing whatever I could, versatility, everything, man, just for something, man. But I know which ones I like, commercial.
Exactly. But, see, that's the catch to it. Your creativity never stops. You know,
once you're
done, you can go to the next one and the next one. And then when you go back to one of those that you've completed, you go, let me listen to this. And you might even change it. It's yours.
Right,
you know,
right.
That's the trippy part that artists aren't engaging in, is that if you have your own studio, they can say that your work is done on that song. But until you decide that you're not going to work on it ever, 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 never again.
Yep, so you stomach it, come to terms with it.
Yeah. See, you know, now I know an artist that did a tune that was excellent with the lyrics. And they used a sample. Who did they use? I forget. And they used the sample. And I talked to this artist. Very talented guy. And I said, why don't you redo it? No, it's done. And I go, wow.
Does that's like
really
saying don't throw your old rhymes out.
Ever done until it's done? You know? The songs, they're never done until they're done and they can be redone and redone. Especially as great lyrics that he had. But, you know, hey, you get stubborn people, and, you know, they don't realize that it never stops. It might stop in their mind, and that's a quitter. But you don't, you got to understand that life goes on, and so must their music. Oh, that was one of them. That was the hook in their song. Life goes on. Okay, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, but the curtain's never closed, right? The life was blurred. It still goes on. The curtain's never closed, right?
Exactly, exactly. And you know what? The funny part about this whole thing in this industry is this. You made the statement in the beginning about having fun. You know, I can remember when people put together model cars and model airplanes and all kinds of little crafty things. We used to call them, after they were done, dust catchers. Because they you'd put them together and you'd send them out and they'd catch dust. Well, we're into another age. The computer,
right.
Everyone has a computer in their home. And now people have the ability to create music. And it's, you know, I on some levels, it's going to be a hobby. On other levels, they're going to go further and trying to achieve, you know, acknowledgement by other people that are putting out music and being competitive in the music business. And, you know, that's the catch to it, your growth. You know, but how do they say, idle hands are the devil? No, is it idle mind or idle hands are the devil's workshop or devil's playground? I forget which way it is. Which way is it, Poetic?
Idle minds is the devil's workshop.
Okay. Well, see, but that's the catch to it. You know,
well,
it's a good
like
hobby.
This. I just looked outside a few minutes ago, Raw Dog, and I saw a big bus. It was coming my direction. I dodged it. So I put myself on mute. It was going to roll me over.
Did.
I don't know what you said about me, but I just know it was something really profound.
Now, you know what? Now, see, it was it just talked about your greatness. It talked about your creativity. Okay, now you let the cat out of the bag. I got to let it all the way out so Russ understands. Poetic was the artist that did a song that he let me hear, and he did an illegal sample when he was young of a well-known artist.
Oh, that's telling people, man. What, you trying to get in trouble?
No, but he didn't try to sell it. But the lyrics were great, and I tried to get him. I said, well, let's redo this song. Not with the same music that, you know, someone else owned, but we could create something. And you know what he told me? He told me, hey, that song's a wrap. It's done. It's not. I'm not going to do anything else to it. And I went, wow. You're just going to let this one die.
All right, hey, maybe that's why you guys are still tight to this day, right?
Hey. I think he's gonna. Once we get off the show, and he says a few kind words about me, throwing him under the bus. That's where the bus came in at.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you some kind words after the show.
That's what I said. Kind words.
Hey, hold on.
Thank you, sir. And I'm gonna give you some too because I think I hear them now. And so the thing about it is that he'll go back to that because see now that's one thing I have to say. This music industry that we're in, just like you and what have you, you might progress one day and become a producer.
That'd be something.
Into other talent and what have you, you're not going to let your talents go to waste. You're not going to let your studio go to waste. And it sounds like it's part of you that you enjoy. In either creating of the music or writing of the lyrics or whichever way that goes, that you're going to find somebody else along the way, and you might just say, ah, there's more money.
there is, bro, and I appreciate that. I mean, lately I've been getting recruited by Interscope Geffen A&M Records.
Yep.
And that's a sub-label of Shady, and I've been, and I, been ghostwriting with Nicki Minaj, and I did a song, I ghostwrote a song with her, and I also have a song that I know Eminem, not personally, but we did a song online on off of Facebook that we wrote together, and it was called The Monster. You know The Monster, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I just added a few lines, but that's how it got me onto Interscope, Geffen, and A&M, a sub-label of Shady Records. But I'm working on my upcoming album right now. It's just that, like, my old songs, the 40 songs, Happy Four, is how they found me. And I just now started getting my studio put together for this upcoming album. So my old albums are, you know, they're amateur, but my lyrics are what's there. It's just the amateur, you know, when I first started with the production and whatnot. But, I mean, I'm sure I'm going to have some help with that.
Well, let me ask you a question. What type of interface are you running?
On my computer?
Yeah.
What is it? It is, I think my interface is just regular. Just regular, how it's supported. Like how it comes standard.
Okay. So you're using the sound card in the computer?
Yeah, but I downloaded an upgrade for like HD audio, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm going to say this to you. Start looking into an interface. Yeah, you know, you've heard people speak of M-Audio and all of those different type of interfaces for computers.
Yes, I've heard those.
And the reason I say look into an interface, because you're going to realize that the fidelity of your work is going to increase thousands and thousands of times better than what you hear it now. And the bigger the interface, the better the sound, okay?
So sound quality comes from interface.
Yes. Now, remember, the digital signal that is being captured cannot be delivered from outside, from your voice, and all of that, unless you have some type of interface that is carrying the signal in.
So, like, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm just wondering, how would I go about getting an interface to revise my songs? My songs are solid. It's just I need to get the acoustic environment. I mean, not the more acoustics in there.
Okay, let me ask you, what is your recording program?
My recording program, I use Acoustica Mixcraft 6.
Okay, so you're using Mixcraft. Okay.
Yeah, and I use that for my beats, and I use that for my recording, but I use the mattress in the studio with the Blue Yeti for the acoustics, but it's still, you know, a little sloppy with distortion, so I need to, you know, I mean, they found me. I mean, it's not too bad, but it's nothing you hear on the radio or nothing. I mean, it's worthy with the radio. I mean, I got like, a couple hundred thousand hits and whatever, but it's I got to get the interface. Like you said, I deeply appreciate that. Sincerely, man, thank you. And I can download something like that to help me?
No, that's a piece of hardware.
Oh, it's a hardware?
It's a piece of hardware, yes. That hardware device is what you would plug your microphone into. Now, you must be using a USB mic, right?
Yeah, I use a Blue Yeti. It's a USB mic, and it's hung upside down off my closet and just have the soundproof in my walk-in closet.
Now, while
we're on that USB thing, Raw Dog, can I ask you something? A USB mic because it's USB, could have some kind of interference with it? Because, I mean, is it as good as one that's from, like, what they call it, the cable with the three prongs on it?
Oh, you're talking the standard mic cable. Well, see, now listen to me. See, listening to how he's putting his together, everything is digital. His microphone is going in digital, and he's creating his music digital, okay? So by using the Mixcraft, the instruments are already in a digital format. So the fidelity and everything, when he puts it together, it's coming from the program. So he's already got everything matching. So he's getting a high quality, but he's, you know, where I'm different is that I'm not using my sound card anymore. I'm using my interface as the sound card for the program. So I can play the keyboard coming in, the synthesizer, or I can use my sampler, and it's coming in digital through my interface to the program. And I'm using a microphone that I'm plugging through my interface, not into my computer, and then digitally by FireWire, it's going into my computer, so it's digitally being received digitally, okay? So
so links it all up and has it all in one little, like it is like a compact studio, huh?
Right. See, your program is giving you all digital, the digital aspect. Even your microphone, you looked it up and figured out, hey, I want to do a USB rather than the standard microphones that they're using in studios. So I want a USB that I plug directly into my computer, which is a smart thing, which is a smart thing. You cut corners, and you did it economically. But now that you're ready and you're growing, you might start looking into the outboard digital interfaces that they have so that you can do more with the microphone and get more out of your vocals, and you will be able to get a better balance. Because what happened is this. Now, remember...
All right, Rob.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll let you continue when you come back. But listen, we're going to a brief break. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Gospel, hip hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes. Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
All right, guys, you got it locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we talk about recording studios and luxury versus the needs. And on deck with us, we got Rusty Russ. Quinn has just joined us, and we're going to say, Quinn, welcome to the show. It looked like you were ready and hyped and ready, set to go on tonight's topic. What's your thoughts, sir?
Man, you know, my thoughts is the recording and you know the softwares and all that Raw Dog was mentioned, all that with Raw Dog was mentioned, and
it really excited me, man, because, you know, I always wanted my own recording studio. And, you know, I want to know, you know, by when I, you know, when I make that happen, I want to know all the, you know, all the record, all the tools and the software and the, you know, the program, all that. I want to know about all those programs, you know what I mean? So this, you know, this really made me, you know, come up here, man, and hear all that, man. I haven't, you know, been on the show in a minute, so I had to see what my guys talking about.
You know,
about,
we got, you know we got much
about.
Love for you here, brother.
I know,
yeah,
man. Quinn. Y'all,
it's
I know,
been
man.
A while,
y'all,
but
y'all
hey,
my family.
Much love. But
what's
you know
going
what,
on, man?
Hey, oh, hey. You know, it's a Friday night. You know, hey, and I love hearing from you, man. You know, hey, I'd be thinking about you and wondering if everything is going and you're still steady with it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm still standing. I'm always trying to still stand, you know. I'm going to be here till it's all over. But, you know, what I learned about being in studio, you know, they had I didn't hear a whole lot of stuff that y'all was mentioning, you know what I'm saying? I heard when they were talking about the Fruit Loop. I heard they were talking about, like, the microphone that you pronounced. I ain't never known about that kind of microphone. Now, I heard the microphone they call. Yeah, the USP. I didn't know nothing about that microphone. Now, all the microphone I know that they call it the popcorn.
Okay, now that's the filter. That's on the that they put between the microphone and the vocalist.
The pop stopper?
Yeah. Yeah. See that stops, you know, when you breathe out and what have you, it somewhat deflects that from being picked up by the mic. You know, or you know, you might say the P word, and as you say the P word, there's an air pressure that you put out saying anything, please.
On the popper stopper you're talking about?
Yeah.
Popper
yeah.
Stopper. Okay.
Mhm. But you know, there was a guy that was on the show just I believe it was last week. He was talking about, you know, the affordable iRig that you could buy that had the headphones and the microphone and the interface and the Pro Tools program that
Rondo,
could be.
Now, I'm sorry for cutting y'all like that, brother. But now, tell me, what about the Pro Tool board? I know you heard of something like the Pro Tool board.
Yeah, I run Pro Tool.
Okay, now, how does the Pro Tool board work?
Okay, when you say how does it work,
yeah.
Pro Tools usually has, okay, you can send the signal into Pro Tools through your sound card. That's built into your computer. And it will pick that up, and it will record from that. But Pro Tools generally asks for a interface, which is a unit that is like, it sits outside the computer, inbox. Okay? They have what the one guy said that he bought a unit called iRig, which had the inbox, had the microphone, and the headphones, and the Pro Tools. And that's all he needed to do his vocal recordings and what have you, and his music. So, you know, and that was, what, $199, I think he said, something like that. And, you know, so.
Now, I looked in the book now at some studio equipment, because, you know, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about going in there on my own studio, get my own little studio equipment. But I seen the Pro Tool board, and it's ran about, what, $200?
Well, you mean just the program?
No, it's the board.
Wait a minute now. Listen to
it's
me.
It's the
listen
whole board now.
Listen to me. All right, okay. Are you starting with nothing? But a computer.
But a computer.
Okay. You don't need a Pro Tools board. You need the program. You need something that you can get your vocals into your program, which is a microphone.
Yeah.
you need something to listen to what you've done. You need headphones. So what you would do is you would purchase what they call bundles that will get you started, which is called, I think the guys use the name, it's called iRig. And it comes with the Pro Tools program for your computer. It comes with the microphone. It comes with a headset. So you're ready to plug the headset in, the microphone through USB, and you're ready to then start using and recording in your computer. But see, the program to record on is what you need, and that's provided in that iRig setup. See, you can buy a whole bunch of different things, okay? But you want to be complete when you walk out of the store. So for everything to match and what have you, that bundle by iRig would be the perfect starting setup. Because you've got it all. You've got the microphone. You if you had the standard microphones that they use in studios, you're going to need more. You're going to need the cord. You're going to need the interface. So all these things, buying them separately is not what you want to do. Not when you get started. Because there's a learning process after you get started. And until you get past that learning process, then you're kind of lost with all these new things that you're going to have to figure out before you can get anything going. You know, that's the terrible part about it. Music stores are wonderful places to go. They're just fantastic. But they have so many different things that do the same things at so many different prices that you could spend $2,000 and still not be able to record because there's something missing. You know, you have to ask yourself, after you record it in your computer, how are you going to hear it? That takes a headphone. Are you there, Poetic?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, I
know we're running out of time, and I really wanted to ask this question. And, in fact, someone responded to me. He said, dude, I got Pro Tools. I plug into my computer in memory foam bed against the wall for my soundproofing. I am the last person you want to hear from about this. Plus, he said, I'm super busy, so I apologize. But the question is, soundproofing, is it necessary? The expensive stuff that you buy from the stores today, is that foam, is it going to help make a better sound quality over your microphone?
Putting the bedding up, he accomplished the same thing.
Okay, so that's what I was saying. And then I said, actually, dude, I love to hear how you're determined to make it happen regardless of the setting. Because regardless, a lot of people let perfection hold them back instead of making it happen. In that case, he's making it happen. And I just wanted to give a dude kudos. He couldn't come to the show. But, Rusty Russ, you've been sitting out in the cut for a moment. What's your thoughts?
My thoughts are that I think that you guys have been coming up with a lot of good topics and sermons and stuff like that. I'd like to call in a lot more, and I appreciate you guys helping, being so kind. And I just think that this interface thing is really going to help me out, and it's going to help me my label, and it's because I figure that I'm gonna stop with what I'm doing with this home thing, but because I'm going to be hooked up with some other people, but I'm still going to use my ways that I taught myself, have embedded in myself, and not, you know, I know I cut corners, but that's right or wrong, but to get the music out there, programmed and ready for fucking sale, ready for sale and ready, excuse my language, ready for sale and commercial successful and be listened to by the consumer, then you can't be satisfied until you're satisfied, and then you got to look at it from the other perspective.
Okay.
And I think that this is a great, great topic.
Okay. Quinn, what's your thoughts? Oh, Quinn hopped off the board, man. What's wrong with him? Run off.
Hey, I got a question, you guys, real quick. That's right.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Would I be able to listen to this on your guys' site?
Oh, absolutely. Right after the show, the link that you had gotten earlier, it turns into a podcast.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Cool. Thanks, man.
Yep.
But, I'd like to...
All right. Stay with us. Stay with us. We got John Lowe who just joined us. John Lowe, what's happening, brother?
Yeah, I heard it. I heard a little bit of it and stuff like that. I just tuned in, and as usual, I got a great topic. And I was checking in about, Rondell was speaking about something good just to start a studio. You don't have to have. I missed that last comment that he said. Well, you know, could he give me the name of that thing that program that you can start with just to start with?
Okay. Cost you $5. Hi, John.
Hey, wait. Wait, Rondell, that ain't fair. You got to give him 10 so I can get 5 too.
Oh, okay. See how he is, John?
Yeah, see how he is?
No, check this out. Okay. It was on one of the other shows. I don't know how true the price is, but it was called iRig, which came with the inbox audio interface, Pro Tools, microphone.
iRig Pro Tools?
Pro Tools, what is it, XE or LE, it's still the recording program, though. It comes with the headphones, the microphone, and it comes with the program, the recording program. And, it's the starter. But one gentleman was on tour, and he had been using it. So what can I say?
Wow.
I mean, I can't tell you the quality. I don't know anything about that side of it, he recommended that, he said was his jump off and his starter.
Yeah, because I've been on the breaking point for a while, like Vans Warped Tour, Hard Rock Rising, all, like Reverb Nation. They give all them submittals and stuff like that. But like I've been waiting for a label, and they're recruiting me right now, revising my songs and stuff like that. But we're gonna put those under the rug and start fresh. But we're never gonna throw them out because those are my undergrounds. You know what I mean?
Right. But yeah, you know. The thing about it is this. Now, I'm going to say this to you. If a lot of labels are recruiting you, the funny part about it is this, is as an independent artist, keep working on yourself. Because everybody wants to grab and put their hand in somebody else's pocket that they can see money will be coming to. Okay.
That is very true. That's great advice, man. I really appreciate that.
That's one thing that Poetic, in setting up this platform, we're here to try to tell you that this is the age of the independent artist. Don't get it wrong. There's also a rule that we put out. Promote yourself, okay? Because, you see, the independent artists are taking the lead in this industry. there are different deals that you can get once you get to a certain point, you know, such as the distribution deal that I'm sure you heard of Macklemore.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Google him and read how he did it as an independent artist. And he's got buckets and buckets and buckets full of money. Okay. But when
right.
label, and, you know, I, the funny part about it, I've been approached by labels and what have you, and I just kind of laughed and said, oh, not interested. I understand pimping. Not that I did it. But in talking to Poetic, we have come up with that if you can't do it on your own, then you're not ready. It's going to take sacrifice. It's going to take the point of understanding this industry because, hey, a lot of these labels' contracts are just to hang you up.
They are, too, and that's I mean, man, the only ones that, I mean, it's the same thing over and over. It's like they want to kind of basically just take control of you and just take what they think that is theirs and not give you back to what you put into it because you're the artist. You're the artist. They're looking for a meal ticket, but even though you're looking for a meal ticket too, but you're the one who put in the work. They can't put a price on your lyrics.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You know, it's the thing about it is this. You're young enough. Move slower. I know you want what you want.
Right.
But remember this. Make sure you're ready when it comes time to get it. See,
yeah, my mentors have been trying to do that for me to get me ready for, you know, big show, like bigger, like I've done shows and all that stuff, you know, but like bigger shows and like, you know, theaters and stuff like that. And
well, now,
like
when you do it, do you do it with a DJ?
It's a sponsored DJ, but they have my material.
Okay, let me say this to you. Start working on creating a show and bringing in a different something for the people to embrace. Because it's changing. It's changing. If Achy Breaky Heart is a remix and it has a rapper and it's a live band, they're getting ready to start that change up. And the public is going to demand more in a performing rapper. So just, you know, take that in, embrace it, get ready for the changeover. Don't get caught up in the old slot. Keep migrating to the new. Because, see, what's going to happen is that there's so many artists that do their performance with a DJ. That's gotten old. They've been doing it, what, for the last 20 years like that, right?
Right.
A change is coming. Nothing ever stays the same.
No, it doesn't, does it?
And as long as you know that, you'll be ready. And you've got to think in the future. You see, did you watch the Grammys?
Yeah, I watched the Grammys, and
okay,
I don't know what's going on.
Did you see Pharrell do his performance with, I forget who the group, Nile Rodgers was the guitar player, but...
Yeah. He did. I saw that, man. He did pretty well for himself, man. I was very surprised.
He had live musicians, and he had the DJs, right?
Yeah.
Those guys, I can't think of the name, who the group is. That the song was done by, but they got a Grammy. See, there's a transition in hip-hop music, and all the artists need to realize this, because what's going to happen, if you were to get signed by a label, you might just get shelved, not promoted.
It's called Daft Punk and Nile Rodgers?
That's who it was, yes. And those guys are DJs, techno DJs, but they see a change having to come, you know, so you know, that's a whole nother show. And don't let me get started in it. Yes.
You know, what you just said, that is something. Because when me and my group performed for Ricky Smiley, man, he took our CD, took our music, and once we got up there and did our show, his band played our music. And that was so extraordinary for me, because it kind of throw me off, because they were actually playing the music, the beat, in a short period of time. And the guys say, oh, they did a great job of playing that, playing our music. At first, I thought it was our CD, but it was the band, a live band, because Ricky Smiley brought his band with him.
Well, you got to think about it. The people want to be entertained.
Yes, they do. They want to be entertained. When you write the lyrics, it's you wanting to be entertained and releasing your inner spirits, demons, or however you want to say. But when it comes to commercially successful, you want to entertain who's buying your tickets, who's buying your CD, who's, you know.
Exactly. And then when you young folks come back and talk to the elders like me, and I go, you went and you paid that price for a DJ and a rapper? And we laughed. And I've had my grandchildren ask me, why are you laughing? I go, well, you know, I remember when I used to pay to go see shows like Chicago Transit, Tower of Power, George Clinton. I can keep naming them. And they put on a show. They showed me the craft. They showed me the depth of their abilities, and I was entertained, and I paid the same price you paid for a guy with a DJ.
And that's the difference right there, man. What happened to that, man? Like, seriously.
But see, that's what's happening. Crosstalk. There's been so many of those. It's no longer an experience for the money.
All right,
that's
guys,
why they bring five or six at a
wrap
time
it up
on the show. You know? So, was that you, Poetic?
Are you guys hearing me? Yes. We are getting ready to come to a close for tonight. And, by the way, Raw Dog, that's Susan Boyle.
Oh, yes. I love
Susan
her.
Boyle. Yeah,
she's quite a tap. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
I want to thank you guys for having me on here. I really appreciate it.
Well, we love you. Keep on coming back, brother.
Yeah, come on back. Be a part of the family, like John Lowe. He knows. Tell him, John.
Hey, man, this is the best mentor and the best knowledge that you can get right here on Hip Hop National. These guys
are professionals.
And they bring it to you straight up and give it to you just about free. You can't get that anywhere else.
You can't. And I appreciate that, man. That's some real talk right there, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
All we ask y'all to do is support it through the music, man. Just support it through the music. Support the program through the music.
Well, I hope
you know what? Yeah. I think we've done our job for tonight. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So
absolutely.
Now, should we let them hear part of those that have been listening and following Hip Hop National and some of the submissions that they've brought in?
Absolutely, brother.
You think they're ready? All right. Here we go. Hey, you guys, God bless you. It's been good. Come back. We'll have another program on Monday where the topic yet we haven't posted, but I'm sure it's going to be good. You know, on behalf of Poetic and myself, Raw Dog, God bless you. God be with you. And we want to hear from you again. All right. Here goes the music.
I think it's going to go.
Y'all have a great night.
Hey, we're going to try to have a great night.
Dr. A.
Vlog Dog, let's
Dr. A. T. Dr. A.T.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise. And you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight.
Give him praise. Come on, don't be shocked. We gon' give him praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater.
Nah.
Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rock. From a prince, nobody ever lived that can walk up in his prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power, much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conscious. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah, now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong arm. First you're gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thongs. For your homie, Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it, like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bogey. Set the back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe, cause Christ told me. His hands, they still holy. Yeah. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart. He never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah.
I get a little praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention, start repeating.
Yeah.
It's the end of days. Yeah. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. Creator,
yeah.
To find a way maker on top and ungreater.
Right.
To throw to Satan, there's a lion, full-fledged hater.
Okay.
He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do?
Yeah.
Working in a hospital.
Okay.
Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you.
Right.
A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you.
Yeah.
If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry, he can't.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention. So I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I want to know how did this happen, early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe, there's no lie. Two chains, they should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you make me feel. Told his mama she loved her because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction, and did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. To my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Next on deck, Young Fame, The Right Way.
Girl, let me buy you candy. Man can't do it right, he should understand it. You cute, flawless in the course, outstanding. To the point, I can't understand it. She ratchet, always gotta laugh at. Always wear the high heels with the matching jacket. Told her when I see her, I'ma have to spoil her. And when I seen her, guess what? I spoiled her. Now she in the drop top with the dual spoilers. Flexing through the city, now everybody on her. I ain't stressing, she know I does the right way. When we in the sheets, I let her have her all way. To the point where she leaves, she turn her back my way. Then she like, yeah, but what can I say? When it's done the right way, ain't nothing to say. Yeah. Baby girl, you stay on my mind and you my heart so get me higher. You know what to do, know how it rolls. You got your voice sprung, but I ain't gonna let you know. Tripping. She wanna be the main squeeze. I ain't trying to burst things, she know what that relation thing. But anyway, don't let it slow us down. We ain't got a BJ, okay, just to run the town. I want the flowers you love, you know the rose smell. Had to do the chocolate thing too, cause it goes well. With the guala guala's that'll run it through the town. And you ain't gotta stunt too hard, just keep your strut, dog. We got the drop top that'll make the city watch. It's gonna be a great night, no strings laced tight. I got a day off, baby, let's take charge. She stay in Baltimore. So she wanna break me off, but break me off,
break me off.
We gonna have a great night, damn love. I'm so far gone, no drink, gray hair. But she still got my love wrapped like a rubber band.
Baby boy, you sit on my mind.
Do know how it rolls. You got your voice sprung, but I ain't gonna let you know. I seen a lot of women, yeah, we all know. Seen the baddest and the cutest at my next shows. I ain't tripping, I think I found a different flow. That'll keep us tight, straight back like a cornrow. She understands I'm all hustle and flow. So when I meet a winner, it's just money to blow. Fan, you the done and out. Gotta bring the guanas out. Gotta bring the piffin out. Nah, I ain't even gonna trip though. Mama got her own clothes, Visa and her own flow. She don't even need me, but she love the way I flow. Never worry about the next girl, that's why I want you to be my world. But the business keep calling me. No social time right now, cause the money keep calling me. I gotta take my time, so drive a nickel and dime. So when I get it, she gon' know that she mine. Yeah.
Next on deck, look up.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. My life like struggle and pain, nobody gave a damn, it was broke. Working 9 to 5, paying bills to be broke. Writing rhymes in my room, hoping I blow. Searching on the web, trying to find me a show. Showcase my talents, it's dope. I got major plans, big dreams, you know. Never went to college, but ain't slow. Keep my head in the book so my mind can grow. Always on my grind, hit the block and some more. Hot mixtape so the world can know. Feel my pain in the fire way deep in your soul. Came from the slums where the weather is cold. Looking at the sky trying to clear my dome. Is it a heaven for a G like me to go? Write my life in the diary, the life of N.O. Nomad. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. Anything is possible, looking at Obama. Winning the election, Mary J, no more drama. Party all night, celebrating, drinking vodka. Happy that my president is black, can't stop us. World new order, trying to feed my daughter. People losing homes cause they can't pay the mortgage. Projects tore down, rebuilt, can't afford it. Everybody looking for a way, can't ignore it. Hard times that we face, traps in his... Murder, crime, sex, and drugs, the world we living in. Taking steps day by day, I need the medicine. Getting high and drunk, trying to escape reality. Wonder if UFOs flying in the galaxy. Beyond human knowledge, it's way more than gravity. I look up in the sky, see the bird in the plane. I'm thinking to myself, I hope tomorrow ain't the same. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Sometimes it's overlooked. It is not one of the most familiar passages in the Old Testament. But I never will forget when I first came across it. It struck me as a passage having cosmic significance, because it says so much in so few words about things that we all experience in life.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Next on deck, change the world.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world.
more bloodshed, no more gunslinging. Enough people die too young, we need love here. Too many funerals, not enough graduates. Plenty of dope dealers, not enough advocates. We need leaders like MLK to step up and say it's gonna be okay. You got your whole life ahead of you. Too many veterans, I hate to read about another DOA. Really, the world is yours, use your mind as a weapon. No more homicide, let's rise for the essence. It's time we correct this. There's too many of us dying on stretches. What about mama crying, reflecting, trying to stay strong? Her baby ain't coming home because they gone. And that's wrong, moment of silence. We gotta stop the violence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Outside, when all we trying to do is just live our lives, more love, more blessing without skin complexion. We all God's children, deliver you the message. Check it, mama, we can change the world, but first we gotta change the way we raising girls, building strong women, abs, legs, and curls. When they stand up, they shine like amazing pearls. It's time that we rise up, fist in the air. You want that good energy, you get it right here. Living no fear, what a light, I'ma live it up, waiting for it all to ignite. I'm the distributor, L-A-R-U-E, call me the senator. First thing first, we got a problem with the violence. It's time we speak up, bring reverends and preachers. The children need us, it's time we break the silence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
We can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead. We can
change the world.
As a UNIT, we can
change.
Come on, it starts with you and me. We can
change.
Come
the
on, LaRue and Palmerie. We can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead. We can
change.
It takes a man to pull the trigger, bigger man to walk away. Too many young is getting high, I hear them dying every day. Another angel fly away, another homicidal case. The family drowning in the pain, but he's alive another day. Right around for where you stay, police around us every way. Another body on the ground, the killer always get away. A bunch of rats up in the rain, uneducated. They don't know how to use their mind, man, elevated. Cause tomorrow's our promise, I'm not only being honest. It's a cold, cold world without using your knowledge. When a fat in your wallet, they go use your college. Too many rappers lying about who got it. They neck chain rented, they wrist watch rented. They riding around but the execs get it. Spreading that garbage and we ain't with it. Jawan LaRue, Palmerie, let's get it.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Next on deck, I'm a rider.
Man, I'm a rider. It feels good to be on fire. Man, I'm a rider. These dreams are gonna take me higher. Man, I'm a rider. I hit people on fire, no liar. Man, I'm a rider. I keep a bumping.
Next on deck, Amazing.
Baby, you're the quarter. Everything about you. Special major order for a brother like me, yeah. Thank the heavens that I found you. Can't picture living life without you. You're the missing piece that comes.
Next on deck, Soul Back.
Try, you ain't gotta pray to stay, you ain't gotta pay to play. play. And if you leave with some knowledge today, I could feel slight success in my life. And maybe go ahead and get some sleep tonight. Holla. Where do we go when the world's all changed? And everything you thought you know, well, it ain't the same. All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range. Gonna bring a thing called soul back in the game, yeah. Where do we go when the world's all changed? And everything you thought you know, well, it ain't the same. All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range. Gonna bring a thing called soul back in the game, boy. Soul is what's missing. I'm smoking countless bowls on my mission. Mary Jane dulls the pain in my brain from the things I'm missing, like certain family traditions. And I like a lot of you cats, I don't do it for commission. Do it to get everyone in my presence to submission. My opinion, I win when anyone will listen. I'm fitting till they smitten. Whether freestyle or written, warm or cold, weather man, any condition. I give the beat what it needs, like a kid with nutrition. My soul feeds on these melodies, they get me out the confusion. Never had a real fit in competition or losing. They say I'm like a guy in Mouth King with the way I'm cruising. Straight beat riding, watch me do it, you'll be like, I swear he was flying. And I do this shit when I barely be trying. Don't compare me, not lying. If you turn on this beat, I'm scary when I'm crying, Everybody after a little slice of something. All I need, good friends with good music that's bumping. It's nothing to chill and sip all day, relax and meditate in that feeling Cali sort of way. Wishing I was sort of paid, feeling I deserve a little bit more than a minimum wage. Getting lost in a terrible bit of rage. Inside there's something like an animal that can't be caged. Another chapter of my life, turn the ink on a page. Turn the ink on a page. Turn the ink on a page. Yeah. Where do we go when the world's all changed? All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am. Now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Let's get on the ride.
All right.
I'm trying to find my number
one. I'm trying to
for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.